fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 5th day of March, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Perfect tip of the day. I encourage all of you to join at least one pro-gun organization, preferably two. One local, which may be based in your region, your local area or state, and one national. There's plenty of them out there. I'm pretty sure all the 50 states have a state pro-gun group, usually associated with the NRA or Gun Owners of America. So think about it. Check out the different groups at your state level, local level, and, of course, national level. Make your decision and then join your chosen pro-gun groups. You'll be very glad you did. We need serious pushback on what Hollywood and the mass media is doing to attempt to destroy the Second Amendment, which they are. I was thinking about this morning, whether what's happening is spontaneous or orchestrated. I tend to lean more towards orchestration from people like Hussein Obama and George Soros and others, of course. This is Firearms Monday. Our regular guest, Jimmy Gensling, is in the hospital. He may attempt to join us near the bottom of this hour in about 24, 25 minutes. We'll see if he's able to come on board with us. In the meantime, we will continue having open lines here on Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443, focusing primarily on matters dealing with firearms, the gun culture, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, and so forth. Concealed carry, of course, one of my favorite topics. I was watching carefully as Missouri legislature was about to pass concealed carry. That's been, I think, 15, 16 years ago, something like that. We began that effort, we being the pro-gun guys and gals, 1988, statewide, there was just a what appeared to be a spontaneous surge forward in the various population centers of the state of Missouri, Metro St. Louis, Metro Kansas City, Cape Girardeau, Springfield, other places. And the spontaneity led to local groups being formed, many of which still exist, and finding each other and then working together to have legislation drafted and then lobby to pass that legislation to get concealed carry passed in Missouri. It's a pretty good statute we've got as far as concealed carry goes in the state of Missouri. Prior to having what we call constitutional carry become law in the state of Missouri in January of last year, 2017, we were pretty much middle of the road in terms of the 50 states, in terms of how difficult it was to get a concealed carry permit. We had opposite ends of the spectrum, obviously, constitutional carry in places like Vermont and other states, and extremely difficult concealed carry permits systems in California, New Jersey, New York, and places like that. And Missouri was pretty much in the middle of the pack with a system that was not too expensive, not too burdensome. It was 8 hours, it still is, 8 hours of training, which includes both range time and classroom work, and some fees involved, of course. The Missouri sheriffs can charge no more than $100. Many, for years, were charging half that as a way to make themselves more popular with their constituency, the people that vote them into office every 4 years. And the cost of instruction varied quite a bit from county to county. A pretty good permit system where there was no requirement that you carry a semi-automatic due to your training or carry a revolver due to your training. Well, some states do require that. They require you to get specific training on a revolver or get specific training on a semi-automatic or pay extra money or go through extra training to be qualified to carry either one. I know when I had an Illinois concealed carry permit back in the late 80s, around 1988 or so. And I wanted to be able to carry a semi-auto or revolver, so I had to test out individually on both a semi-automatic and a revolver at the range, which was no big deal. It was not a very high standard for somebody with the skill sets that I have. I'm sure there were people who had some difficulty, but it wasn't an issue for me. It was predictable, the arguments against concealed carry when we were working on this 17, 18 years ago. Various liberal, communist, socialist legislators saying that Missouri would become the Wild West, that there would be a dramatic increase in shootings and things like that, a bunch of silliness. But it was predictable because that's what they do in every venue in all the 50 states when concealed carry permits were being promoted and advocated with the same results. They lost. Eventually it took the courts to force the last two states, Illinois and Wisconsin, to force them to have a permit system for people to get concealed carry permits. I believe, I'm not mistaken, that Illinois was number 49 and Wisconsin was number 50 for getting concealed carry permit systems in place for the for their citizens. Illinois has a very tight, burdensome system requiring 16 hours of training. That's two full days. And it's not easy. You know, Missouri, Illinois also has a firearms owner's identification card, also called a FOID card, FOID, firearm owner's identification, that if you're an Illinois resident, you must have one of these prior to buying a rifle, shotgun, or pistol, or buying ammunition in the state of Illinois. Ironically, when I got my Missouri, when I got my Illinois concealed carry permit, I had to first get an Illinois FOID card so that I could move forward in that process. They weren't going to let me move forward until I had an Illinois FOID card. I thought that was kind of strange, but they were quite happy to issue a FOID card to a Missouri resident. They didn't mind taking my money at all, not in the least. See if I can get some of these background noises under control here. It took us, the investigators I was working with, it took us 2 or 3 months to figure out. It was so simplistic that all we needed to do was make the application for the FOID card, and it would show up in the mail a couple of weeks later. Not a big deal. Not really a big deal. Some of the rumors that were going around, a friend of mine, she was working in the administration of St. Louis University, and many of her co-workers were black females that lived in the city of St. Louis, in what might be called the ghetto. And they were expressing their concern to her that the teenage gangbangers were going to get concealed carry permits and carry pistols, as if that would be some kind of reality. Well, first of all, back then, of course, you had to be, I think, 21 or 22 years old. You had to have a clean arrest record. You had to present yourself to the authorities to be fingerprinted and have a background check, as if gangbangers were going to go through such a process to comply with the law, as if that meant something to them in the first place. A great amount of emotion involved in these arguments, a great lack of understanding, a great lack of facts. And we see that a lot right now, what's going on nationwide. I was just reading this morning that the Mr. Cruz, who shot up at high school 2 weeks ago, the magazines he was using for his AR-15 all had a 10-round capacity, which for some reason the anti-gun people have been focusing on magazines that hold 11 or more rounds these past 20-something years. I'm not sure why they do that. It's once, other than, once again, emotion and ignorance. People who don't know firearms are easily scared and frightened by inanimate objects. They don't understand that to them look scary, where a firearm that will do the exact same thing in the exact same manner that has a wood stock doesn't look scary to them, and are not fearful of them. It's, like I say, it's a matter of emotion and ignorance. We should not be, we, the American people, and our various legislative bodies at the state and federal level, should not be making major decisions of what to do or not do with these various statutes regarding firearms based on the ignorance and emotion. Unfortunately, that's what's being advocated, that we pass new laws based on ignorance and emotion. President Trump is, quite frankly, pandering to the anti-gun liberals, the communists, the socialists, by stating that he would outlaw bump stocks. Well, he's probably already been told by his legal advisors that there's never been any firearm in this country outlawed. That's never happened and can't happen, as much as many anti-gun people, communist socialists would like to see. They can't outlaw anything. That's never happened. The average man or woman in the street thinks that things like machine guns, rocket launchers, which my anti-gun liberal friends that I have, they always want to refer to bazookas for some reason. I'm not sure why. To them, that's the ultimate handheld weapon for some reason. And once again, ignorance. But these types of weapons have never been outlawed. They've been regulated, going back to the mid-1930s, but never been outlawed. So President Trump can't outlaw bump stocks. He could make them subject to regulation. It's a slippery slope, and we talked last week about the camel's nose under the tent. Most men and women I know in the gun culture could give a hoot about bump stocks and related devices. To us, they're a novelty. To us, they're something that young men buy to have fun with and possibly cause damage to their firearms, and they're using these devices. But that's all they are, is a novelty. And I have no desire to own one. If somebody gave me one, I may take it as a gift and then sell it on eBay or something. But I have no use for one. The danger is the slippery slope of the way the legislation is written. I think sometimes the the gun writers get a little bit carried away attempting to make a point of saying things like getting a new trigger group for your rifle, which is pretty common. One of the big manufacturers is Timney, that's T-I-M-N-E-Y. Aftermarket trigger groups are a pretty common thing among men and women who want to improve their marksmanship and have a better performing rifle. I think it's a stretch myself, but if it makes a point, it makes a point. And that's good. Making a point can be a very good thing. We've had any number of people call in on my show asking, what can I do? How can I affect change? Asking me for my help. I pick and choose my battles. There's lots of worthwhile causes out there. Dozens of worthwhile causes. I have limited time, like all human beings. I tend to pick out something that a cause that's near and dear to my heart, or two or three at the most, and I will focus my attention on those to move those causes forward. And that's what we all need to do. We can't be all things to all people. I know we had some interesting discussions last week about one of the callers asking me to support something regarding treatment of veterans in the Veterans Administration and the VA healthcare system. While I support anything that will help veterans, I can't have the time to devote to every cause that comes along. I simply can't. It's not physically possible. But what I will do is help people who have that passion to make that their cause, help give them a sense of focus, a sense of direction, and help develop a plan that has some possibility of being successful, as opposed to just tilting at windmills and really not accomplishing anything. I've done enough of that in my life, and many people have as well. No more tilting at windmills. A viable plan that has a chance of success, that's where these matters need to be directed, as opposed to just making noise. I know there's any number of people who think that if we have a demonstration, a public demonstration of our feelings in front of the authorities who might have some ability to do something, such as U.S. Congress, for example, that will move the agenda forward. Not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. What will move the agendas forward is understanding how the system works and working within the system. That's what will gain some momentum and gain some chance of success. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, Lisa, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of March. Later this month, I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchmen conference in Dallas, Texas. That's March 22nd to 25th. If you want to attend and get a discount on the tickets, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com. There'll be a promotion code there to get a discount on the tickets for the live event. And a discount for the live streaming if you can't be there in person. Here's the speakers. Here's the list of speakers. Henry Groover, John B. Wells, L.A. Marzulli, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Paul Begley. I know Paul. Dr. Michael Lake. I know John Wells also. He's been on this show. Derek Gilbert, Russ Dizdar, Lisa Haven, big fan of Lisa's work. Carl Gallups, Josh Tolley, I know Josh. Michael Boldia, Bill Salas, Mary Colbert, Dr. Don Colbert, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Casper McLeod, Christina Peck, John Peck, Brandon Gallups, Watchman Alexander, and Ray Gano. So it's quite a lineup. Like I said, I know several of these men and women. I'm looking forward to meeting all of them in person and look forward to seeing a lot of you there as well. So just go to my website at thelibertyman.com to get your discount ticket. Firearms Monday. Something I observe frequently, men and women who are not terribly proficient in firearms but would like to become so, many of these men and women gravitate towards very expensive firearms, thinking that will give them an edge, help them to become a better marksman. And I don't agree with that myself. I do agree that you need to have good quality equipment on one hand. On the other, owning a $2,000 pistol is not going to make you an expert marksman. It's simply not going to do it. Most of the name brand firearms being marketed today, even entry-level pistols like Rock Island, for example. I'm a big fan of Rock Island, and it's certainly, in terms of price, it's entry-level on one hand. On the other, the quality is there, the workmanship is there, the materials are excellent materials. One of the things I look for in any rifle or pistol is the quality of the trigger. And I have a couple of Rock Island 1911s, and they both have excellent triggers. Excellent, excellent triggers. So I've got to a point where if I'm talking to somebody and they're expressing their desire to own a certain type of pistol, if I hear them mention one of the high-end, hand-built custom pistols that can cost $1,500, $2,000. I'm not shocked or surprised anymore. I expect it. And I don't necessarily discourage them from getting that high-end pistol. What I do is let them know that regardless of their choice of firearm, they're going to have to put in range time. They will. They're going to have to put in serious range time, just as much range time with that high-end $2,000 pistol as they would with the $500 pistol. Owning a high-quality, custom-made rifle, shotgun, or pistol does not increase your level of proficiency. It simply doesn't. It's foolish to believe otherwise. So you're going to have to get out there on the range, whether it's an indoor range or an outdoor range, whatever it might be, and get in trigger time. There's no substitute for that. Now, there are other training methods that can certainly enhance your marksmanship without using live ammunition. That would be dry fire practice with rifles. Dry fire with a pistol doesn't serve much purpose. I guess a little bit wouldn't do any harm. I'm not sure how much good it would do. I frequently talk about adult quality air rifles, adult quality pellet pistols. I emphasize adult quality because there's a place for the Daisy Red Ryder, which I had one myself, as many boys my age did back in the 50s and 60s, and still do as far as that goes. There's a place for that for boys and girls to get started with the basics of marksmanship and safe gun handling. But for an adult, I don't encourage that. For an adult, I encourage an adult quality pellet rifle, adult quality pellet pistol, something that will have excellent accuracy, a good trigger, and enough power to kill a rabbit or a squirrel. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the fifth day of March. How about that? We'll have one-fourth of the year done here in a few weeks. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots of things there. We don't just haphazardly throw things on my website. It has to be important enough to be posted on my website. So there's things that will educate there and inform you, entertain you. We don't make changes every day or even every week, but when things come up that need to be posted, we get them on there. Our project of getting images of continents from new coastlines continues to move forward. I had a friend in over the weekend. I was telling him and his girlfriend about the images posted on my website, a couple other people over the weekend also, that they haven't been to my website in quite a while. It's a fascinating project that could not be done. One human being could not possibly look at the hundreds of thousands of hours of TV shows and movies done in the last 60-something years. But with the help of the listeners, we're getting these images, getting them posted. If you find one yourself, get that screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. We've got a new one to be posted. It hasn't got up there yet. We hope to get that done soon. My friend over the weekend, we've known each other for more than half a century. He has some issues with arthritis and pain. We talked about that a bit, and he went ahead and bought an energy cleaner and a mattress pad for himself to help mitigate the arthritis pain he's experiencing. If you have arthritis pain yourself or joint pain or back pain, you need to check out the energy cleaner at my website. Keep in mind, and I was telling my friend, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I offer, is a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So you're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. So quite frankly, nothing is at risk. So check it out. Make your decision. You can place your order for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it right there at my website. And yes, you can use PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. It's quick, it's easy. MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a money order or a check, my address is at my website also at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We were hoping that Jimmy might be able to join us. He is in the hospital. He's a trooper. Anybody that would want to be a guest on a radio show while they're in the hospital, I consider a trooper. It's always fun having Jimmy on. He has a vast knowledge of the firearms culture and anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, and so forth. One of my favorite reference books when it comes to rifle, shotguns, and pistols is Gun Digest. It's been published, I think, 72 years or so. Started up right at the end of World War II. It's the new edition comes out around the 1st of September every year. I always look forward to getting my new issue and going through there and reading the articles and seeing what's new in the gun culture. The fast-moving matter, the gun culture, it just is. New developments in ammunition, new developments in optics, new developments in the firearms themselves. It's been about a year ago that Mossberg and Remington both came out with 12-gauge shotguns and 20-gauge shotguns, pump shotguns with 14-inch barrels that don't require any federal paperwork other than the normal paperwork for any rifle, shotgun, or pistol. Shocking and amazing and good. what I find amazing is it took the gun culture, 80 years to figure out how to do this when they started regulating short-barreled shotguns in the mid-1930s, about 1936 or so, I believe. it took them 80 years to figure this out. Oh, we just have to call it a pistol, and it's not a shotgun anymore. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But they got it done. That's the main thing. Optics, I talk occasionally about optics. Now, there anything involves electronics and many optics for rifles and pistols, occasionally shotguns, involve electronics these days. Anything that involves electronics moves forward dramatically. Every 18 months or so, whatever there was will be smaller, lighter, and less expensive, and more capable. That's just the nature of anything involving electronics. And optics for rifles and pistols is no exception. It's marvelous. It's just marvelous to see what's going on, the direction that these optics are going, how sophisticated they're becoming, how inexpensive they're becoming. It really is quite phenomenal, in my opinion, to see what's going on. I remember when the first laser sights were being marketed to police agencies, now, only for rifles. These things were the size of a carton of cigarettes, not a pack of cigarettes. They were the size of a carton of cigarettes. And they weighed, oh, good grief, one of these things weighed, because the battery took up most of the weight and most of the space, probably 3 or 4 pounds, I don't know. But you would mount it to the barrel of a rifle underneath at the bottom and get it good and secure. And then you would I'm not sure how they turned off and on, if they had a remote switch or if they had a switch on the laser sight itself. And then, of course, you'd have to sight it in. And at the time, we're talking 1974, 75, along in there, that was looked at as a real gee whiz Star Wars type piece of equipment, that there was even such a thing as a laser sight, despite the weight and the size and the cost. I don't recall specifically what these things cost, but they were probably around $2,000 or so. And at the time, we looked at those and said, boy, that's really something neat. I didn't know. I never saw one in person. I assumed some of the larger departments that had the money would have been buying these things. Maybe not. I quite frankly don't know. But now we're at a point where a laser sight with the same capability is, oh, maybe a quarter inch in diameter, maybe 3/8 of an inch in diameter, maybe an inch long, can fit on the side of a pistol grip of a pistol, for example. Amazing what's happened in the past 44, 45 years in that technology. Same thing applies to night vision. The original World War II night vision was incredibly large, incredibly heavy, incredibly expensive, and not all that good. Towards the last year or so of the World War II, they had these things. They were manufacturing them. They were specifically designed to be mounted on M1 carbine. I believe they may have seen some limited use in World War II towards the end. I'm not positive. And, of course, fairly extensive use in Korea. By the time Vietnam came along, those were all surplus out and antiques. They had starlight scopes in Vietnam, which were maybe half the weight and half the size, still heavy. Absolutely still heavy, still expensive, still pretty large by today's standards. A lot of those are popping up on the surplus market that the Israeli military apparently bought up all our remaining stocks of these scopes sometime in probably the mid to late 1970s, maybe around 1980 or so. The Israeli army bought up all these things and refurbished them and used them for their own purposes. They're all being surplus out now, and they still bring a pretty good price. They're not that good in terms of capability on one hand. On the other, I think you could drive a 16-penny nail through a 2x4 with one. The way these things are built, man, they are tough. They're heavy, they're well built, and they're tough. I was visiting with a friend of mine in Oklahoma, and he showed me his one. His that he had. I don't particularly want one myself. They're too big, too heavy, and too expensive for what you get. The night vision is moving so fast that if you get up to speed and you learn everything you need to learn about night vision and you don't pay attention for maybe 10 or 12 months, you're going to be behind the curve. There'll be new equipment out there that you're not aware of, new equipment that's lighter, has better capability, and is less expensive. That's the nature of that part of the gun culture. The place I like to go to educate myself, and if I need to make a purchase, is Optics Planet. That's opticsplanet.com. You may think you know something about night vision and what's available, but once you go there, you'll find out how much you don't know in terms of night vision. And let's not forget thermal imaging as well. It's a broad spectrum of capability, price, weight, size, all these things. Entry level for a weapon sight, night vision weapon sight, you're looking at less than $300. You don't get much for that on one hand. On the other, a $300 night vision scope is better than no night vision at all. Seriously, it is. If you don't have any night vision, and you think, well, I'll wait till I save up $1,000, and if you only got $300, go ahead and get something now. normal can change in a heartbeat. You know, we all found that out the morning of September 11, 2001, how quickly normal can go away. In minutes, normal can go away. I'd much rather have peace of mind knowing I've got a $300 night vision scope in a Faraday box, Faraday cage, in a safe, knowing that it's there. I know how to use it. I've got plenty of extra batteries for it. It's ready to go. I'd much rather have that than have an envelope with $300 bills in it waiting to save up to that $1,000 to buy something better. That's just me. Let's see. We got a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I'd just like to bring your attention that over by Payson, Arizona, towards the rim there, Strawberry Pine somewhere, they found a cache of landmines and claymore mines. And then not too long ago also, they found another stash of similar with mines and claymore just across the border in Mexico. So something's up. It looks like someone's cached weapons.
Well, let me give you a heads up here, Scott. About once a year, there'll be news articles in mainstream publication talking about all the stolen weapons and other devices, such as the landmines you're talking about, stolen from the U.S. military. So this has been an ongoing issue for decades, is the disappearance, the theft of explosives and weapons from the U.S. military. In fact, I was on a training operation myself with one of my outfits when somebody had their M16 stolen. And, we spent, it delayed everything for about 3 hours while we inspected every truck and every backpack and every piece of equipment trying to find this lost or stolen M16. So these things do happen, and they happen far too frequently. The military has checks and balances in place to try to cut back on that as best they can. But it happens way too frequently, Scott. And those caches that you're talking about, they could have been MS-13. They could have been stolen from the military, waiting to be sold, or already been stolen and have been sold already. We simply don't know, do we?
No. We don't know who did it or where they came. You know, they could have been surplus in the Middle East. We don't know. Or wherever.
Well, I don't. If there are serial numbers,
they could be backtracked.
Right. Well, if there are serial numbers on any of that equipment, it could be backtracked to a point where they were known and were accounted for. But that usually doesn't lead to any conclusions that will help.
Well, just wanted to bring that awareness up.
Oh, okay, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
That's going on. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Right.
Call number is 800-313-9443. If you're as active as I am, I'm not as active in the gun culture now as I have in the past, but when I was really active in the gun culture, I would be aware of people who had some of this stolen stuff, and they were trying to, not the people who owned it, but people who knew the people who owned stolen material, and I just let them know, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me anything about any stolen weapons or explosives or anything of that nature. I don't want to be in the same county with that stuff. And that's the way those conversations go, because that stuff's out there. And I encourage any of you and all of you to do the same thing. Somebody that approaches you, offering to talk to you about stolen machine guns, stolen M16s, pistols, explosives, you let them know you are not interested. There's a high probability that the person talking to you is working on behalf of a police agency, and that you're being set up to be arrested and charged with serious crimes that have serious jail time attached to them. So that's what you do, in my opinion. I'm not going to go into any specifics, but I could go into some specifics of things I'm aware of and over the decades where I've been approached in that manner. Don't go there. Simply don't go there. I don't care how lucrative it sounds, how enticing it sounds, how much you might want access to whatever that equipment or explosives may be. Simply don't do it. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of March. If you're politically active, high profile like myself, active in Second Amendment matters and matters of concern to the conservative groups of our people, patriots, pro-life, for example, pro-Second Amendment, anti-illegal immigration. You don't just talk to friends and family, but you're politically active in groups maybe you help put together trips to go to your state capital to do lobbying, for example. You're high profile, and you're making yourself a target. You're the kind of person that would be targeted to set up to be arrested and prosecuted by the federal government. And this goes back to somebody approaching you to sell you unregistered machine gun or explosives or any other similar type piece of devices and equipment. Don't do it. There's two ways that they can move forward on you. One, they could arrest you and charge you with a crime and just simply prosecute you so they could put you away to get you shut up for 3 to 5 years or longer. The other is to arrest you and then turn you over and make you become an informant for them in exchange for not going, being prosecuted and going to jail. And make you a spy on your own people, so to speak. They're both bad outcomes, both of them. One case, your life is destroyed by being arrested and prosecuted for a federal felony and doing jail time, which basically destroys your life. The other, you become an informant and you're turning, you become a spy on the people that know you and trust you and love you. How about that? How destructive is that to your mental health? Both very bad outcomes. I've advised friends of mine who've been approached in this manner, and I've saved them from these traps. I have literally saved them from these traps myself, personally. And I'll do it again. It's absolutely evil what the federal government will do to achieve their goals. What they were doing back in the 60s and 50s was even worse, but what they're doing now is not far from it. Not far from it. And it's a fine line to be a public person and do good things, and on one hand, and on the other, not be intimidated to just shut up and become a private person again, which is what they would love. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.